Okay, so the Gemara said that really you should need two Eidim to testify that the get is kosher. Since really Me'ikar Adin, you don't need any Eidim, because Rov, according to Rabbah, that the reason is because of Lishma, Rov, people know the halachas of Shema, Lishma, even in Chutz Laretz. And even according to Rav Meir, that Yechoshish Lemiyuta, but here it's Ruba de Ruba, because most people who write Gittin, right, know that you need Lishma, and that's a Ruba de Ruba. And because of Iguna, but they wanted to have what's it called Edus, because they were Choshish, maybe it was written Shalom Vishma. So Mishum Iguna Kilo, that one Edus is enough. Okay, that's what we're up to. Gimel Amaral at the top. Mora says, Hai Kula Hu Chumra Hu. The Maisa, this Kula is going to lead to a Chumra. Why? Di Mitzreches Latra, because he'd be contradicted by two witnesses. Chad Osi Baal Ma'aru Posli, since they only need one, so the Baal can come, one against one, and there'll be a chash that the get's possible. Tulsa says, really the Baal can't come and possible the get. Right? Because, but Lamaisa, there'll be laws, and people wouldn't marry this woman because they'd be afraid or whatever. It'd be machmer. Mar says, no. Kivan to Omer Mar, bifnei kama nosnula, right? Since Lamaisa, they were Mesakin, that the Shliach has to give the get in front of Rav Yochanan, Rav Chanina, Chadam Rafnei Beis, Vecharam Rafnei Gimel, at least in front of two people. And one holds even in front of three, you have to give in front of a Beis Din. Meikora Medik Dayik. So we know that the Shliach can be very careful to make sure that he's saying and knows what he's saying, and that he saw what happened. V'loosi Lurui Nafshi. And therefore, the husband's not going to be believed, because the Shliach has a tremendous koach, and the Rabbanim believed him even more than the husband. And also, nobody's going to believe the laws of the husband, because they're going to believe the Shliach. See Rashi. Hai kulahu bitmiya. Di matrich trei lememer lishma sulomotsi ba'al la'ar. If you needed two witnesses, the Baal couldn't come and contradict two witnesses. Hashto asiyu ma'ar v'oki chad l'ba'adichad. Now he'll come, and he'll, what's it called, say the get's possible, and it'll be one against one, and it'll be possible. Mor says, no, kivin d'omer mar l'kamon, b'fnei kamenos, no, shliach zeh l'ishto, v'omer b'fnei em b'fonei nifonei nechtem. How many people do you have to give it in front of? Mikor medik daik ha-shliach ishe mekablo miyad ha-baal v'yodeya bo shebaratzo megarsha v'lo yovo v'ya'ar od. Right? The husband's going to know that he doesn't have really a chance to come be ma'ar, because he knows the shliach is going to be medayik, how he got it, and that it was written kosher. So the Baal's not going to have the chutzpah to come be ma'ar. And even the inami orer, even if he does have the chutzpah, he comes ma'ar, eno nema, devadei dak, v'nosa shaper. They believe the witness more than the husband. Okay. Ularava, the Omar Lafisha ain't Aida Matsuim Lakai, Moli Boitray. Same question he asked before on Rava. According to Rava, that we need two witnesses because we may not find witnesses later on to Makayim the get. So we should need two witnesses. Midah Havi Akim Shtaris the Alma. Normally, if you have a shtar and you're not sure if it's kosher or not, you need two witnesses to testify that the shtar is kosher. Either that they know the signature of the witnesses, right, or they are the witnesses, but you need two. So why over here don't you need two to Makayim the get? Says, because one aid, since the aid is made on the kashrus of the get, it's a din of aid echod nem bisurin. Zmar says, no, emer dam rinun aid echod nem bisurin, kagon chaticha sofik shol chelev sefik shol shuman, dlovis chazik isura. When is an aid echod believe when there's no cheska sisa? You have a piece of meat, you don't know if it's shuman or chelev, if it's mut or rasin. So he never has a chazok in this piece that was osir. So an echad can be mavar that it's mutter. Aval hach is chazik isura deishasish. But over here, right, she now for sure is an eishasish. The question is this get good to take her out of that chazoka? Who said an echad is believed against the chazoka? And, or, havi dover sheba erva. And it's also dover sheba erva, the way some Rishonim learn. And Dover Shebe Erva, even if it wouldn't be a Schazik Isura, an Eid Echad is not believed. It's only believed in Isura like Kashrus or something like that, but not a Dover Shebe Erva. According to others, it's one thing. It's ischazik isura and it's dover shebe erva. But dover shebe erva not ischazik, or what's it called, something that's not a dover shebe erva and ischazik could be that an erech we believe. Vein dover shebe erva pachas mishnai. By dover shebe erva we learn from mammon, dover dover, mi mammon, just like by mammon, you need two witnesses to take away money, you need two witnesses to take away from a cheskas erva. Vein dover shebe erva pachas mishnai. Shemar says no. Bedin hu de bekiyim shtoris nami lovi boy. Right, really, even by regular kiyum shtaris, you shouldn't need witnesses to testify that the shtar is good. Kidrei Shlokish, Dom Rei Shlokish, Edim Achasum Malashtar Nasu Kamisha Nechrei Dusum Abezdin. Once you have Edim on a shtar, right, we assume the shtar is kosher, and that the Edim are clearly kosher Edim, as if they were Nechru Edusum Abezdin, and they're being made in front of us now. We don't assume that these are false. Forged Aden. It's not Mistaber. So if you have a shtar with two Aden, min HaTorah, it's 100% kosher, there's nothing to have to corroborate. For Rabbanim hu da'atzrich. With the Rabbanim, we're afraid sometimes people forge signatures or whatever, so you have to mekayim the shtar. Two witnesses have to come and say they know for sure this is the signature of these witnesses. Or the witnesses themselves have to come and say, yes, we signed on the shtar. But it's only with the Rabbanim. Min HaTorah, the shtar is kosher 100%. V'hocha mishum iguna kilu barabon. Here, because of igun, the rabbanim were makel to accept one. Because it's only a din rabbanim that you need any kind of kiyum of the shtar. So here, the rabbanim were makel that one aid that says, b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta, right, so he is mekayim the get. Or it says, hai kula hu chumrahu, same question we had before. L'chora, this kula that believing one comes out to be a chumrah. Why? The I matzrachas leitrei loasi bal maru posulei chad osa bal maru posulei. If you need two, so then the baal can't possibly come and contradict two witnesses. So the get's going to be kosher. But if one, if the baal comes to be ma'arur, he can cancel out that aid, and the get will remain at least a suffic kosher. Is this woman any benefit? Mishum iguna, because you didn't make a takana that would make it that no, the Baal can't come and destroy this get. Or it says no. Kivin do Omer Mar b'fnei kama nosnava. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina, Charam b'fnei shtayim v'charam b'shnei shlosha. Mikora meidik taik v'losi l'ri nafshe. Same thing we said before. Since the shliach knows he's going to have to give this and save a funny nichta in front of two or three people, so he's medayik in the beginning, and the Baal knows that he's not going to be able to come and say anything against this shliach, because people will believe the shliach. Or even if he does come, the rabbanan believe the shliach, because we know for sure that he's not going to lie. He has no reason to lie. And the baal maybe he has reason to, because he wants to get back at his wife or whatever. Let's see Rashi. Nasa kamisha nechro edusim bebezdin delo chotzif inish leziyufe, because standoi most people don't forge documents. There are people who do it, but most of the time we can assume that a document's not forged. Okay? V'rava my time alo omer karaba. Why didn't Rava say like Rava that the reason is because of l'shma? Omer l'cha miktani b'fanei nechta l'shma. B'fanei nechta l'shma. If the Mishnah, was the reason was because the aid, the shliach has to come and be made that the shtar was written l'shma, because people are not bekiyim l'shma in Chutz Laretz, then he should have said, b'fanei nichtav l'shma, b'fanei nechtav l'shma. That the ikar is missing. B'fanei nichtav, b'fanei nechtav. All he's doing is testifying that the get was signed and written in front of him. He's not saying anything about l'shma. So what is Rabbi going to answer to that? V'rabba, b'dinu d'lisnei hochi, enechanami. Really, when they made the takana, they should have said, the shliach has to come and say b'feirish, b'fanei nichtav l'shma, b'fanei nechtav l'shma. Right? Ela, di mapshes le dibura, osi l'migzayu. But we're afraid if we make somebody say too many words, he may get all flustered and forget one of them, and then he's not going to say what he's supposed to say. So therefore, hashtanami osi l'migzaya. Ma'is, he has to say b'fanei nichtav, right? Maybe he'll mix up that too. Mar says no. Chadami tauta goyis. To leave out one word out of three, person can make a mistake. Chadami tarti lo goyis. But only two words, and it's two separate things. B'fanei nichtav and b'fanei nichtav is not one thing. It's two separate things of two words. They were not afraid he's going to forget. But if you had to say two separate things of three words each, then we're afraid he may goof up, and then he didn't say what he's supposed to, and the get would be possible. So therefore, they didn't make it three words, they made it only two. And what's it called? And then Rashi says, we ask him, was it written Lishma? Tosas says, no, it's not, we don't ask him anything, right? But we assume that when he says, b'fanei nechtam, he means it was written Lishma. That's included in b'fanei nechtam. He doesn't have to say it b'feirish. It's understood that that's what he means. Rashi, osil mikzayid, the lo yomar kulo. He won't say all three words. The amrin lekamon, kalamishanim, madbeir, shetovu chachon begitin, havlad mamza. If he doesn't say it the way it's supposed to be said, then the get's possible. And the child's a mamzer midrabbanan if she marries somebody else because of this get. Chada miklas tevos kigom b'fanei nichtav l'shma. The person has to say three words, the chances are he may forget one. Gaius, dezimnim delo omer ele b'fanei nichtav. And if the tzakhana was to say b'fanei nichtav l'shma and he only said b'fanei nichtav, the get's going to be possible. Chada mitarte kigom b'fanei nichtav. But to leave out one of the two words, b'fanei nichtav, just say b'fanei, or just say nichtav, that's not mustaber. Lo gayas. Umemela shailinen lay in nichtav lishma. And Rashi says, we ask him, okay, it was in front of you, was it written l'shem this woman? V'omar in, inami stama komasid. Stama lishma komasid. Also, another possibility is that when he says b'fanei nichtav, he means it was written lishma. Umiyu, b'fanei nichtav, b'fanei nechtam, atzrechuha, dixiva v'chasima, b'in lishma. He has to say both things, b'fanei nichtav, b'fanei nechtam. So why don't we say yes, four words? So one says, no. B'kivin d'chol chadam milsa b'api nafshei hu lo gayis. Here it's two separate diburim of two words. It's not one dibur of four words. But one dibur of three words, we're afraid we may forget. Okay. The rabba, my time alo omar karava. Why didn't rabba say the reason because of ein edim mitzuyim l'kaimo? Why did he say the reason of the Shema? Why didn't he say the reason is because there's no caravans and the Edom may not be around, and if the Baal comes to be Ma'ar, we won't be able to find the Edom to Mekayim the get. So they made this Shliach say to begin with, and then the Baal won't come be Ma'ar. Why didn't Rabba say like that? Omer L'choyim came this name b'fanei nechtam v'sulo. Why do you need b'fanei nechtam? If the whole reason is only to Mekayim the get, all the shliach has to know is that the get was signed in front of him, not written. Why does he have to have written for it? Funny, nichtav lomali shema mino bin lishma. Niksiva is only because of lishma. V'rava, so and Rava taka. Why does he have to say b'funny nichtav? According to Rava, the whole thing is only to mekayim the get. So the kiyum of the get is that it was signed in front of him. Why does he have to say b'funny nichtav? B'dinhu delis nehachi enachanami. Really, he shouldn't say b'funny nichtav. Ella the imkain osi lichlufe bekim shtaris the alma beid echad, because we're afraid that if he only said b'fanei nechtam, people will say, you see, can mekayim a shtar with one aid, and they'll come to make a mistake and think that other shtaros also can mekayim with one aid, and that's not true. Only here the rabbanu will make because of iguna, but stam shtaros you need two aidim. Zemur says v'rabba. Rabba says that's not a good answer. Midami hosam yadinan hocha b'fanei. Hashem isha lo mehemna, hachi isha mehemna. Right over there by kiyum shtaros, if the aide said, I know the chasima of the kiyum shtaros is good enough. If he says, I know the handwriting of the aide, right? We'll see what's if you need two or one. We're talking about two or one. But here you have to say b'fanei nechtam. It's a different thing. Here you can't just say, I know who it was. You have to say, it was signed in front of me. Over there, by regular shtaros, you don't have to say it was signed in front of you. You just have to say, I recognize the signature. Hocha b'fanai. Hosam isha lo mehemna. By shkim shtaros di alma, a woman's not believed to mekayim b'shtar. Here, the woman herself, if she brings her get, right, it can say b'fanai nichtav, b'fanai nechtav, if she's a shliach leholocha. Hocha isha mehemna. Hashem baldover lo mehemen. Hocha baldover mehemen. Over there, somebody who is involved in this shtar isn't believed. But here, the woman herself, like we said, is believed because she's a baldover. If she brings her own get, the husband says, look, I'm not giving you the get to be mishgareshes. You bring it to a certain place and hand it to them, and they're my shliach to give it to you. So then the woman also has to say b'fanei nichta fanei, and she's the bal dover, it's her get. She still believed. And therefore, people will know that there's a difference between this and kiyum shtaris. V'rova omer lecha atu hocha ki amri yadina milo mehemnin. Right, the chor over here, if the shliach said, I know the b'fanei nichtav, and I know that this is the signature, wouldn't he be believed? We'll see one second Rashi, how Rashi learns, and Tosfos learns differently, but Rashi learns that you don't have to say b'fanei nichtav, but if he said, I know that this is the signature of the witness, if you're good enough. Tosfos argues, Tosfos says, no, one person has to say b'fanei nichtav, except if there's two people, Ka will bring that. And they say, we know the signature, that would be good. And since if two people do it, right, people will confuse this, that if one person brings it, it's also because of Kiyum Shtoris, and one person's good enough. The Chivin to Kiyamri Yadina Mehem, they also the Chlufe B'Kiyum Shtoris the Alma. I, the case that the woman could bring it, and the Baldover, that's not Shchiach, right? That's not usual cases, therefore that's not enough to make people know that this is different than regular Kiyum Shtoris. Okay, Rashi. The im kain, the time of mishum kiyum hu b'fanei nichtav lomali. The reason is only to mekayim the shtar. Why you need b'fanei nichtav? The rova bedin hu de lo boy the meimer nichtav. Enochanami. Nor really, you shouldn't need b'fanei nichtav for the ikur takana. Ela mishum hachi atzurchua. But the reason the rabbanon added on, tacked on b'fanei nichtav. Jim Kane, alo Omar Nichtov, Osi Lichlufe de Mucha Milsa Likiume Osi. Because if you just said Bafane Nichtov, people will say, well, he's coming to Mekayim the Shtar. And you see, one witness is good enough. They'll think that other Shtaris also, one witness is good enough. Umandechazi Sover, call Shtaris Nomi, Bechad Mekayme. I Osi Chad Sadav, Omar Makara Niksav Yodeho Edim, will believe him. It's not true. It's only over here that they were Mekel because of Iguna. So they made him say b'fanei nichtav. That people know this is something different. It's not regular kiyum shtaros. Hashem gabi kiyum shtaros. Yodim anu shezek savo edim hu dekamrei. So Rava says no, that's not true. People know that this isn't a regular kiyum shtaros, because by regular kiyum shtaros you don't say b'fanei nichtav. It was signed in front of me. We don't care if they saw it signed or not. All we have to know is that they recognize the signature of the witnesses. So here you have to say b'fanei nichtav. Hacha b'fanei kamar. Therefore, it's what's it called clear that this is not kiyum shtaros. Hacha isha mehemna im hevia get lechaverta. If a woman brought a get as a shliach of the baal, the omra b'fanei nichtav mehemna, she's believed. Kiddushan perik beis afanoshim sheinam nemanus lomer meis baleim. Even a woman who is related to this woman, who's not believed to come and testify that her husband died, because we're afraid she wants to makalkal her, but she can be made that b'fanei nichtav of the get. Why? Because if she comes and says the husband died, we're relying on her completely. So we're afraid maybe she's lying and she wants to hurt this woman and make her get married and then find out her husband's alive and she'll have a lot of tzaras. But by a get, the get's molchiyah. We're not believing her. We're believing the get. So here it's more mistaber that she's telling the truth. Baldover also shemotzi atar v'ashtar shelo. By kiyum shtaros, the person who is bringing the shtar to collect with it isn't believed to say, "Well, I recognize the witnesses and it's a kosher shtar." Obviously, but hacha baldover mehemen ha'isha asma v'yaskita mimedinas hayam. A husband can say to his wife, "Look, I'm not giving you the get here. I want you to take it to Eretz Yisrael, right, and give it to somebody there, and I made them a shliach to give it to you. But you're just a shliach laholacha. V'torah shlichus, kagon da omar lo b'tizkar shibo ele v'beizdin, v'vad shetet shriach alomra v'fanei nichtav v'fanei nechtam. So she's going to have to say b'fanei nichtav v'fanei nechtam on her own get, and she's believed. So it's not like kiyum shtoris. Mar says, no, hatu hacha. So Rava said, no, ki omar yodea ni milo mehemin, hoel didei taima mishum kiyumahu, I omar yodea ni b'chasimas yodeho edim milo mehemin. Right, Lamaisa, if the person said, not b'fanei nichtav, according to Rashi, but he said, I know that this is the signature of this aid, l'chor should be the same thing. And then people make a difference and say, make a confuse and think that regular kiyum shtaros, one aid is enough. The mali b'fanei, mali yodeani. The kiva d'hochi hu, Ilav de mitzrachina nomi akshiva de tahavi hacker ben git lishtoros osi lichlufe bekim shtoros di almo the kaimino beid echad. Therefore, they had to make a difference to say lefanei nichtov to show that this isn't regular kim shtoros. Tosa says if the aide said lefanei nichtov and a yodeya the thing, it wouldn't be good. He has to say lefanei nichtov. It has to be signed in front of him. What it means is if two witnesses brought the get, then if they said we know the, that would be good. And since if two shluchim bring it, could say yadinan, people say when one brings it, the same thing. Even though he can say yodeyani, and they'll confuse it with kiyum shtoros. That's what Tosfos.